Claudia Fortenza had just closed her eyes when the telephone on the bedside table rang. Reaching over, she picked up the receiver. Hello? What's up, Rumi? She was suddenly alert.
Yvonne?
Yes, I'm downstairs in the lobby. They wouldn't give me your room number. It's 12:15. Come on up. Claudia hung up and slipped off the bed. She had taken a car service from the Hudson River Pier and checked into a Midtown hotel after disembarking from her transatlantic trip from Le Havre, France, to New York. She'd sent Yvonne Chapman Jones an email of her itinerary, informing her best friend that she'd planned to spend 2 days in New York City, then fly down to Mississippi to visit her parents' graves, before going on to Raleigh, North Carolina. It was there she would stay with her daughter and grandchildren for the next 2 months. Claudia had nearly lost count of the number of years since she had last stepped foot on U.S. soil. Once she went through customs and presented her Italian passport, the impact that she was no longer an American citizen caused her heart to sink like a stone in her chest. At the time when she decided to give up her United States citizenship, Claudia had felt no remorse because she'd believed the country of her birth had continually betrayed her race. Her people were denied rights given to them at birth by the Constitution, and many of the militants, radicals, and leaders championing equal and civil rights for all Americans had either been assassinated or imprisoned. And if it hadn't been for her daughter and grandchildren, Claudia knew she never would have come back. Her grandparents, parents, and aunt were dead, while her last surviving relative at the age of 109 was living in Paris as an expatriate. She heard three rapid knocks on the door, followed by another two. Claudia smiled. Yvonne hadn't forgotten their signal. She opened the door and was rendered motionless once she realized her former college roommate hadn't come alone. She hardly recognized the man standing behind her. Ashley? Within seconds, her past and present merged as she found herself enveloped in a tangle of arms, she attempting to escape the kisses on her face and hair. Seeing her friends filled her with an indescribable joy she hadn't felt in weeks. If anyone could be called her rock, it was Yvonne. Her college roommate was her witness when she'd married Robert. She'd also been by her side when she'd buried him. Yvonne had also sat with her the night before she boarded the plane that would take her from the country of her birth.